This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The crime wave in the Golden State has been in the news for many reasons, but two events stand out among many others. Perhaps you have seen the video of robbery of a Nordstrom's. Nearly 50 criminals ran off with an estimated $100,000 worth of merchandise, and this was the third robbery of a Nordstrom's. The other event that comes to mind was the protest from the Oakland branch of the NAACP calling out the failed leadership, including the movement to defund the police. The protesters claimed that the crime wave was due to the district attorney's failure to prosecute people who murder and commit life-threatening serious crimes. So why focus on crime in California? You may not live in the Golden State, but what is happening in California will arrive in your community if you don't learn vicariously some of the lessons about criminal justice. Charles Cook asks, why does this happen? At least in part, it happened because California decided to let it happen. Voters passed Proposition 47 that changed felonies into misdemeanors if the amount stolen did not exceed $950. That made theft and shoplifting more profitable for the criminal. In addition, some in law enforcement don't want to enforce the law. The Oakland district attorney says she wants to decriminalize kids. Put another way, she wants to be a social worker, not a DA. I would point out to the protesters and to the citizens of that state that they voted for a policy and put people in office that resulted in the latest crime wave. If you live in California, you have an opportunity to make some necessary changes in the next election. If you live somewhere else in the country, you should learn what not to do. This progressive experiment in criminal justice is not going well, and you don't need to import it to your state. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view on big data, go to viewpoints.info/data. That's viewpoints.info/data.